Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Sister Barbara Schwarz, an artist in Amityville, New York, who uses her art to express a love of color, justice, and meditation. The title of her preaching today is Making Space to Listen.
The Gospel according to Mark. Jesus withdrew toward the sea with his disciples. A large number of people followed from Galilee and from Judea. Hearing what he was doing, a large number of people came to him also from Jerusalem, from Idumea, from beyond the Jordan, and from the neighborhood of Tyre and Sidon. He told his disciples to have a boat ready for him because of the crowd, so they would not crush him. He had cured many, and as a result, those who had diseases were pressing on him to touch him. And whenever unclean spirits saw him, they would fall down before him and shout, "You are the Son of God." He warned them sternly not to make him known. When I am overwhelmed, I often withdraw to the nearest body of water, be it ocean, bay, or pond. It tends to help me clear my mind. The sound of the ocean is cleansing and calming. Jesus withdrew toward the sea. People were coming to him from all over. That kind of popularity coming from Jerusalem, Idumea, Tyre, and Sidon can give one's ego a boost. So he asks his disciples to help him make space for safety, but also for God. Like trying to make space and protect oneself from COVID, not on a boat, but masking 6 feet apart. This was not about Jesus, but about God. Whether in person or by phone, have you ever come back from visiting someone in need or who is very sick and been wiped out? You couldn't cure, but your listening attentively took energy. I remember years ago when I was waiting in my hospital bed for test results that might say I had MS, a friend was there to visit. She held my hand simply for a while and prayed. And then she left. To listen and not try to solve or tell your story when we wish you had an answer takes discipline and loving kindness. Her presence and silence made all the difference that day as eventually I got good news. Who wouldn't want to be cured? Jesus cured many and wasn't looking for praise or for heroic following. Yet as people pressed on to touch him, he knew he needed space. His power went out from him. He knew as a human being he had to respect his limits and be attentive to his own need for space and replenishment. He was making space to resist temptations posed by his ego or the unclean spirits. He was making space for God to be able to hear the needs of others. What of us today? How do we make space for God when we listen to others or are faced by their need? How do we recognize our own limits and take time to heal and replenish ourselves? What in you needs to listen more deeply to yourself or another this day? Let us make space and be open.